Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. Driving through Northumberland County, it is easy to spot various lots with woods or forest. It is one of the great attractions of living here, but the pressures to develop properties is constant. Many rural municipalities are overwhelmed by the number of applications to build on these lands. Many times, it involves clear-cutting the lot to build. The Northumberland Land Trust is an organization dedicated to preserving land in its natural state. People donate the land to save the woods or marshes forever. Even if the owner sells their home, the lands remain protected. There are 13 reserves, as they are called, in the county. More are slated to be added. If you are at all interested in keeping Northumberland County's natural beauty, you will want to hear what they have to say. I'm so pleased to have with me today Robert Kennedy, president of the Northumberland Land Trust, and John Gale, a director of the Northumberland Land Trust. Gentlemen, welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
For those who may not know, what is the Northumberland Land Trust, Robert?
The Northumberland Land Trust is an organization of volunteers. We are a registered charity in Canada, and our mission, our mandate, is to establish and maintain and protect beautiful natural areas here in Northumberland County. That is it, basically, in a nutshell.
John, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think that covers our basic mandate. There's a lot of work that goes on that most people never see, but Rob encapsulated it very well.
So tell me a little bit then, John, about this work that goes on that people don't see.
Well, at the moment we have 13 nature reserves. I believe the total area is about 1,200 acres. And we have a steward assigned to each nature reserve. These stewards are responsible for knowing their reserve well, establishing a management plan for the reserve, and implementing the reserve. And that's actually quite a lot of work. We now have one full-time employee, Laura Bozelli, who assists with all this, and that's going to make their work significantly easier. But most people don't know about all that work that goes on.
When was the Land Trust founded, Robert?
Land Trust, Northumberland Land Trust, was founded back in 2004. The current version of the Northumberland Land Trust, if I can call it that, is a merger of two land trusts that were operating in Northumberland County. And it was roughly 3 years ago that we had a conversation and together, the two trusts, and we decided that it was a good idea if we would have some potential merger talks, joining forces to become a larger, a more effective organization. And so those discussions were started with selected delegates from both trusts, the Lone Pine Land Trust and Northumberland Land Trust. The Lone Pine Land Trust was more focused on the eastern half of the county, the Cold Creek watershed. That's where most of our nature reserves were. This is what we call our individual tracts of land. And so we started those discussions. We also had assistance from the Nature Conservancy of Canada, which is the largest national land trust operating in our country. And they had representatives there as well during our discussions. And those discussions were successful, and the memberships from both organizations unanimously agreed to the merger. And so we actually had our first joint board meeting with the two old, what I call old land trusts, back in September of 2021. Now, we decided that as an organization, we would continue under the Northumberland Land Trust charitable status and registration and all that sort of thing, and the name, simply because it was the name was more descriptive of where we operated. The Lone Pine Land Trust could be anywhere here in Ontario just by the name. And there, I mean, there's a lot of lone pine trees. So we decided to continue on functioning as the Northumberland Land Trust. And we've been operating now jointly under that name for the last almost 2 years.
I'd like to go back for a moment and just talk a bit more about this idea of a land trust. Because if you drive through Northumberland County, there are a lot of woodlots, and there are other features that appear to preserve natural lands. So why do we have to put lands in trust? And what's the difference between a land trust and, say, a managed forest? What does the land trust actually do that's different?
Are you directing the question to me?
Yes.
Okay. A land trust basically preserves a natural area for eternity. It's versus a managed forest, which is usually in the hands of private owners, and they may have similar goals as to a land trust, as long as they own the land. But who knows, people move, people pass on, and there's always that question, what will happen to that land? So if people were to donate their land, say, to a land trust, that land would be protected for eternity. That's our mission, and that's what we're all about. And quite often, the land is donated, and it's donated under what we call the federal government's EcoGift program. And that in turn has some very stringent requirements as far as to what happens to the land. Basically, nothing should happen. It should be preserved for eternity. And so that's another insurance, to ensure that the property stays as in its natural state forever.
What about the difference between the Nature Conservancy, which also is a charity that protects lands, and what you do? And I'm thinking in particular now of the Hazel Bird lands in Hamilton Township. What's the difference between them and what you guys do?
To be honest, not a lot different. Obviously, they have deeper pockets. They're a national organization, so right across Canada, they have properties. They were able to actually go out and purchase properties because of the large donors that support them. But to be honest, our missions are very similar. And again, they preserve the land for eternity, forever. And we have a lot in common. And actually, we work closely with them. They assist us sometimes when necessary with information. For example, they have done a complete mapping of the county and have prioritized the land throughout our county, and from a priority one down to a priority four, about what is worth saving from a natural perspective and ecological perspective. And so that's information, for example, that they've been able to do because of their resources. And they pass that on free of charge to us. And it's a real bonus for us too, to look at that. And, you know, when people approach us and want to donate their land, then we can quickly determine, right from their mapping, for example, what priority level it would be.
I'd like to go back for a second on something you said, Robert, and that was, that the Nature Conservancy does a lot of similar work to what the Land Trust does. Why do you donate your land then to the land trust rather than just everybody going with the Nature Conservancy?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we are a local presence. You know, all our volunteers and our one employee that we have all live locally. People always like a local aspect to donating land and having it managed locally. I'm not saying that NCC is has no local representation. They do. But they're a national organization. They also have limits, and they also have priorities of areas that they're looking for. And so those priorities may be different than ours. For example, you mentioned the hazel bird. I mean, that's a basically an old prairie landscape that they're trying to reestablish, and with all the animal life and bird life that goes with it. And so that's a priority for them in our county. So that's their largest presence. They also own a fair bit of the land on the Oak Ridges Moraine. So those are other areas, that they are trying to protect. So our focus is maybe more spread throughout the county. We, when we're approached by a donor or a potential donor, we'll take a look and see where it is and, whether it's on the lakeshore, Lake Ontario, or on the Cold Creek watershed somewhere, we're open to areas, anything that really the Natural Nature Conservancy of Canada may not be interested in. So, we supplement each other in that way.
You do remedial work on these lands. I'm a little curious, if your goal is to preserve the natural habitat, why not just leave them to Mother Nature?
We do, to be honest. A lot of our properties, we don't do a lot of improvements, if you want to call it that. Some areas we do, but for example, we let nature, for the most part, take its course. What we are most concerned with on most of our properties is the increasing risk and of invasive species, like dog strangling vine, buckthorn, plus others, that we try to control and limit. And so that's probably one of our biggest activities. We recently also have been trying to reestablish on some of our properties that are suited to it, two of them. We're going to have burns this spring, and that's to reestablish again prairie type plants and bird life and things of that on those properties that would be best suited for that. So, for the most part, we do let nature take its course, and nature is the best at creating nature. And that's the way we look at it.
With all the pressures of development at the top of mind for municipal and provincial politicians, what are the trends that you're seeing that have you and your fellow members of the board on the land trust concerned?
Here in Northumberland County, we're basically on the edge of the growing population coming towards us from the West, GTA. And Durham region. And we see, anytime you drive towards Toronto and Durham region, and you can see all the urban development happening. A lot of natural areas are being lost permanently once development has occurred. So we see an opportunity here in Northumberland County, although we are starting to experience some of those population pressures as well. We see our towns growing and development happening. We think now is an opportune time to really raise our profile and get people talking about what it means to preserve the natural landscape here in Northumberland County. So, our goal is to try and encourage people to think about an option to do that through their lands that they do own that do have larger natural landscapes, forested, could even be farmland for that matter. Consider maybe donating that to the land trust to save it, forever. And so we see an opportunity here right now. We have you know, a lot of people that came here to the county over the last 30, 40, 50 years, some are much longer term residents. You know, they've had families living in this area for a long time, and they have acreage. They love where they live. You know, they've looked after it, cared for it. They're passionate about saving it. And so, you know, we're being approached almost on a monthly basis by people who want to save their land. So they come to us and say, look it, you know, we want to save this land forever. We fell in love with it. It's been a family heirloom forever, or even just for the last 30 years. And I can speak for myself. You know, I owned 107 acres of wetland on the Cold Creek watershed, and I felt the same way. And you know, I was brought up loving nature. I remember my parents, I came from the Toronto area, but you know, going to the Bruce Trail and hiking you know, every Sunday afternoon and on the Bruce Trail, and getting that sense and love for creation and nature, and then camping and all that. And I've instilled that in my children as well, and my wife, we all love it. And so the more we can do now to perhaps even, you know, having our land trust create a green belt across our county would be amazing, you know. And the more we can save like that, I think for future generations, they're going to really thank us and appreciate what we have done.
Do you see any trends locally, either by the county or various municipal councils, that has you concerned?
That's always a little bit of a political question. I try to stay out of politics, because, but, you know, there are concerns. You know, John mentioned a little bit some of the provincial policies that are encouraging development. I also am concerned that the responsibilities and of conservation authorities are being diminished, taken away, you know, and everything's becoming more pro-development. And I think there's a balance there. Obviously, Ontario, Southern Ontario especially, attracts a lot of newcomers to Canada. A lot of them want to settle here. They need homes. They need places to live. So there has to be a balance between, you know, development for both industry and urban or residential development. But at the same time, we need to protect the sensitive areas such as wetlands and forests, you know, that do exist and are still worth saving to do that. And so, yeah, getting back to government policies and even local governments, to be honest, when we come in to a local council and quite often our donors live on the land and they require a severance to basically separate the house or home with 2 acres or so from the rest of the property that they want to save in its natural state and donate to us, and our severance is required. And I have to say that the staff and councils are very supportive when NLT, Northumberland Land Trust, comes to council and asks for that severance. I have never yet, to be honest, been turned down, and we have never yet experienced any negative talk about that. So overall, I have to say local councils are very supportive of what we do.
John, since you're the elder statesman in this conversation, I want to come to you with this question. When you are out on your land and you're walking through it, for those of us who don't have that privilege, can you tell us what it's like for you? What is the experience like when you're walking your lands and you're enjoying them?
I assume, Robert, you're talking about land trust land, not...
Yeah, land trust land. When you're walking through those lands, what's that experience like for you?
I guess for me, it's a sense of peace and relaxation. I think a lot of people feel those sort of emotions when they're out in natural surroundings, which is getting harder and harder to do. But when you are out there, just to be quiet and listen and watch, the amount of wildlife that you can see on the land trust land is really quite surprising in many cases. Our smallest reserve is only 17 acres. But if you could get yourself into the middle of that, which is not easy because it's basically a swampy forest, if you just get in there and sit or stand quietly and watch and listen, it's just peaceful and relaxing.
Robert, what are the plans for the Land Trust going forward?
Yeah, our annual general meeting. As I mentioned on a previous question that you had for me, we did a bit of brainstorming a year ago or so, and we looked at areas of focus for our land trust moving forward. So we've done a lot of that already, improving our website and communications, but there's lots more work to be done. We had to put together a new land securement policy. We needed to start increasing our basically capacity building in our organization. In other words, that means do we even have the ability to look after more land with stewards and the cost associated with looking after that land and our donor base, fundraising, all those different things. So those are areas of focus right now within the organization. But the sense I get to when I am at an AGM or at a gala event that we had last October for our members is many of them come up to me and says, Rob, we really want you guys to grow as an organization, and we really want to see you guys protect more land. So I see that as one of our priorities, is to increase our land base. Thus far, our organization receives most of the land that we do have as donations. And I talked a little bit about that already. And we are approached monthly by different people. We have a land securement team that goes out there and visits the properties and assesses them. And, we also advise the owner. There's costs associated with making those donations. And some people can help us out with covering those costs. Some can't. But there are grants available. For example, we are presently acquiring a property. We call it the Lint property up near Myersburg, up just south of Campbellford. And we have applied for a grant to help cover the costs of acquiring a piece of donated property such as that. And so we got a grant from the Ontario Land Trust Association in conjunction with the Ontario government for $36,000 to help cover things like applying for severance and legal costs, and having a bio study done on the property, and survey costs, like all those things, they add up. And that's one of the things that we are busy with, and that our staff person now is able to do for us. So having that full-time staff person certainly is enlarging our capacity to look at more land and potentially accept it as a donation, and see the organization grow. And then, of course, we need to increase our fundraising and donor base. We just recently hired a company called V Formation. They work very closely with one of our sister organizations, the Kawartha Land Trust. They came highly recommended. And so they're helping us with our communications, whether that's through our website or online or you name it. So they're helping us with that, plus with fundraising and grant applications and going after foundations for potential donations. So, yeah, all those things are in the works and happening. And so we're really excited. I'm excited about the future of Northumberland Land Trust. And I hope your listeners that are hearing this conversation, if they're interested, to contact us, they can do that through our website, nltrust.ca. And there's lots of information on our website about our nature reserves, newsletters, how you can donate, how you can help. Check it out.
Robert Kennedy, John Gale, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you for having us.
Very welcome.
That was Robert Kennedy, president of the Northumberland Land Trust, and John Gale, a director for the Northumberland Land Trust. The annual general meeting of the Land Trust will take place on May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Coburg Public Library. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.